Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
And our first story to kick off the home run is a rather distressing story coming out of the Comrades. The ANC Youth League issued a statement in which it said, and I'm quoting, it was deeply concerned and its profound sense of betrayal. That's a quote in light of the decision by the Comrades Marathon Association to allow the participation of athletes representing the State of Israel in this past Sunday Comrades Marathon. As if that's not bad enough, it then went on to list the names and numbers of Israeli athletes that were running in the Comrades and called on people to intimidate them and to harass them. We haven't yet heard anything from the Comrades Marathon management, but on the line I do have one of those Israeli runners who was harassed. I am not going to use his real name. And for just the interview's sake, I'm going to call him Avi. Avi, thanks so much for chatting with us. It really is a distressing situation. What was your experience on Sunday, and were you aware of the statement by the ANC Youth League before the race?
You can hear me okay?
We can hear you fine. Thank you.
Okay, good. It isn't actually my first time running Comrades, and so I have actually experienced flags on the route in previous years, but I've ignored them, as one does, especially when you're running 90 kilometers. The last I'm thinking about is politics, the running race, not a political race. So this year, I did notice there were kind of less flags en route than usual. Like, normally they're kind of spread out, like you see them. But as I got into Durban, I think they're around 45th cutting or so, there was definitely a large contingent of pro-Palestinian supporters. And so they were pretty much waiting for me. It was obvious they were waiting for me, because as soon as they saw me, they were like, free, free Palestine. Usually I carried on running, didn't say anything, and some woman started just running next to me, uphill. So they're obviously strategically positioned as well, because it was up a hill, and it was like 83, 84 kilometers, so not many people are really running up the hill. Somehow I had some energy left at that point, and was running, this woman was just running next to me. She wasn't really harassing me, she was just kind of like asking me about, like, how can I live with myself, basically, when I have a conference. And asked her what I think about the situation. I didn't say one word. I just carried on running. I didn't even look at her, but I could hear what she was saying by my side. Although it turns out on the video afterwards, I'm sure you've all seen as well, she was actually talking about someone else. Not she. I think she got me confused with someone else, very possibly. That was it. I didn't think about it. So this is the truth. Like, as I said, I've seen it perform previous years, and I didn't think, I just carried on running. When I got to the finish line, that's the first time I was aware that something kind of serious had happened, because, you know, I was happy to finish. Police woman and man were waiting for me at the end, and I thought I was in trouble for doing something. I'm like, well, is everything okay? So, yeah, you're not in trouble, everything's fine. We just know that you're an international runner, and we've got your number down, not just my number, I think all the Israeli athletes, basically. We just want to escort you to the international tent for your own safety. And then I was like, oh, this is a bit weird. And so they escorted me to the tent, and that was it. They left me alone, and then we took out the Israeli flag, and we got some pictures, and everything was fine. And obviously since then, there's been a lot of media attention, as you're probably aware, like I'm getting now. I honestly think the main thing... Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. Just to finish up, in my opinion, I just think the main thing is to guarantee the safety of the runners. I understand what they did was completely illegal, not allowed to do it. I'm sure they'll be there again next year, but it's got to be safe for runners to come back to Comrades. Otherwise, you know, there's going to be a precedent has got to be set that you can protest, but just not on the street. They were literally on the street. The police were there, and they did hold them back just about. That was this year. What's going to happen next year? Who knows what's going to happen next year?
Was there any identification on you while you were running that
you were Israeli? Completely, no one did, and we were told we didn't do it. Of course, you know, with no Israeli flags. I wore a grey, boring grey shirt, and no one had any Israeli flags, nothing, not even a yellow hostage pin, zero. They were looking for the numbers. They're following us on the app. It was very clear they were waiting for it.
And how did they get access to what your numbers were? From the ANC Youth League declaration, or are there other ways?
No, it's on the Comrades website. You can see everyone's numbers are there. All BIM numbers are there. It's always like that.
Has this happened in the past? or was, I know you say there were less flags along the route, but you said there was a big pro-Palestinian contingent as you came towards the finish line. Has, in the past, Israelis been targeted? Yeah.
No, I've been, hard to tell. In the past, by the way, not last year and this year, I did not wear an Israeli flag on my shirt, but I have done before that. And yeah, very, very light harassment, but you know, usual. I mean, I grew up in England, so I'm kind of, and it's a sad thing to say, but you know, it didn't really affect me too much. Thinking about it. So yeah, I was called out a few times, but I just felt this year it was definitely organized. And they were very agitated. Like they'd been, you can tell that they were waiting, and to cause some disturbance. Which I guess they did. They made their point. So they've also got their publicity as well. And I know all the Jewish community are up in arms about this. But the main thing is that we kind of answer that with dignity, and that we show respect and make sure that it's sorted out and it doesn't happen again.
You said that some of the protesters were in the street. Did you feel unsafe at any point?
I personally didn't. They didn't get in my way. There was no way where they were in my way. But I sensed there was one woman. I'm sure you've seen the video. She was right on my side. I was trying to ask me all these questions about the situation. And as I mentioned, that's kind of the last thing that was in my mind at that point. I just kind of wanted to get to the finish.
Can imagine.
Basically, they didn't get in my way. No.
You mentioned, and this was the main point I think you're trying to put across, is that there needs to be, from the organizers, a guarantee of safety if you and others are to run in future comrades. From your point of view, what would you want to see? What would that safety look like?
I am not a security expert by any means. I'm honestly just an innocent runner who loves the comrades marathon and planning to come back and run it again. I will say there were sections where the crowd was further away. Okay, so I don't know, maybe they could, I'm not a security expert, maybe they could set up a zone where they can shout and protest as much as they want and make their points just fine. Everyone's allowed free speech. But it was just the proximity to the road at that particular point. I feel like it could have been intimidating to some runners. Again, I wasn't really affected, but I can imagine that the proximity was very, very close.
And have you been in touch with any of the other Israeli runners, and do you get a sense from them as to whether they'll be coming back next year or how they're feeling?
I am 100% not speaking for other Israeli runners, and I'm not answering that question. 50-50. Some yes, some no. But that's as much as I'm giving away.
Okay.
There were definitely some people who were pretty upset about it.
I can imagine. And the Jewish community, as you rightly say, or correctly say, is very upset as well. And not that it's really my position, but if I may say on behalf of the listeners and people talking about it, we are deeply distressed that something like this happened to you. And we do hope that you'll come back next year. And certainly, I know that people are calling for the organizers to be brought to book, or at least give a guarantee, like you say, of the safety of running. It is a sport, and politics should not be in it. Thank you for chatting with us. We really appreciate it.